This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee holds discussion on caste-based discrimination and Untouchability Act 2068. Sex groups conduct on-site test and survey for the operation of ships on Kali Gandaki River. And European Union drug regulator says AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine is safe and effective. Now the news in detail. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the House of Representatives has held discussion on the Caste-Based Discrimination and Untouchability Offence and Punishment Act 2068. In today's meeting of the committee held at Simhadarbar, the experts presented the working papers to the committee members about the present status of the caste-based violence and untouchability. A survey has been conducted for the operation of ships on the Kali Gandaki River. Six groups conducted on-site test and survey to operate the vessel from Ramdi to Devghat in Palpa district. Acting Chief of Nepal Ships Office Kathmandu, Bipin Raj Bhandari, said that government has started a survey on Thursday to operate ships in various rivers of Nepal as well as in Kali Gandaki River. A woman has died at Kalika Municipality 4 in Chitwan District when a tractor hit a scooter this morning. District Police Office Chitwan informed that the deceased has been identified as 28-year-old Ganga Magar of Kalika Municipality 8 in the district. Injured in the accident, Magar died while undergoing treatment at Chitwan Medical College. The weather across the country is predicted to remain partly to generally cloudy with possibility of rain and thunder at some places of the hilly region today. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, it will be partly to generally cloudy due to influence of local wind and the westerly wind. Likewise, the rain with thunder has also been forecast in the hilly region from this afternoon. With this, this news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The European Union drug regulator has said that it has come to a clear scientific conclusion that AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine is safe and effective. The drug regulator came to a conclusion after several, mostly European countries, suspended its use following reports of blood clots among some recipients. Speaking during a news briefing on Thursday, Emer Cook, head of the European Medicines Agency's EMA, said the AstraZeneca vaccine is not associated with an increase in the overall risk of thromboembolic events or blood clots. But Cook said the agency cannot rule out definitively a link between rare types of blood clots and the jab. And at least 16 countries temporarily suspended the use of jab developed with Oxford University after reports of dozens of cases of blood clots, including several fatalities. The US and Chinese officials have exchanged sharp rebukes in the first high-level talks between the Biden administration and China taking place in Alaska. Chinese officials accused the US of inciting countries to attack China, while the US said China had arrived intent on ground standings. Likewise, relations between the two superpowers are at their most strained for years, and the U.S. has pledged to raise contentious issues such as Beijing's treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. Gunmen killed at least 13 Mexican police in an ambush a short distance outside the capital on Thursday. Photos of the grisly scene circulated on social media showing a bullet-riddled police car and an unmarked truck along the officers' bodies scattered out along the street were still inside the car. Eight of the slain officers were state police, while five other were police assigned to the state prosecutor's office. The French capital Paris is set to go into a month-long COVID lockdown as the country fears a third wave. Another 15 departments in the country will also be placed under the same measures from midnight on Friday. Prime Minister Jean Castex said that these measures will not be as strict as previous lockdown, with people allowed to exercise outdoors. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee holds discussion on caste-based discrimination and Untouchability Act 2068. Six groups conduct on-site test and survey for the operation of ships on Kalagandaki River. And European Union drug regulator says AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine is safe and effective. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.